it's interesting. Our own Chris Beauchamp just whispered in my ear, and I have to agree with him. It does kind of have some parallels of a little Mr. Smith goes to Washington in it. Of course, it doesn't end so well for – I guess it ends well for Mr. Smith, but he definitely has a rough time there in the film. Was that similar to your experience? Were you – did you feel like you were not corrupted but kind of felt dirty, had to take a shower after you left Washington?
No, I don't think so, but I think – part of the problem, one of the problems, is that the ultimate aim of a lot of people when they get to Washington is to stay in Washington. And I think, to a certain extent, the system is corrupted by that fact. The recent Supreme Court decisions on unlimited contributions, I think, are a dangerous thing, regardless of where they come from, be it Democratic or Republican. I think that while money has always played a role in politics, I think it is at a high point right now. And I can see in North Carolina in the current Senate race what I consider to be just obscene amounts of money on both sides involved in the campaign. And I think that corrupts the system, and I think that was what Billy Bowater found, William Bowater III, as he was involved, that those principles that were espoused by the people running for office sort of took a back seat eventually to maintaining the power and maintaining the position, because it's a very addictive thing for people.
Well, since we got you on the phone, I was watching last night in between doing some other stuff. I was flipping through, and I saw the C-SPAN was simulcasting the debate coming out of North Carolina's 2nd District. And the only reason why I bring that up is because Clay Aiken, of course, a former American Idol runner-up, is running for Congress as a Democrat against an incumbent congresswoman there in North Carolina. What are your thoughts about Mr. Aikens? I don't know if you live in the same district or if you're near that district, but what are your thoughts about Mr. Aikens' attempt to seek public office?
Well, how do you mean? I mean, I think, you know, I ran for the state senate myself, and I think the only source I know for leadership in a republic is the electorate. And Clay Aiken has decided that rather than just mouth platitudes and criticisms and whatever about the system, that he is choosing to participate. And I think that's the only source we have for leadership in this country are ourselves, the citizens. I commend him for it. I don't know a lot about his campaign. I live in Winston-Salem, and he is from Charlotte and a different district. But I think it's great that he's running. I mean, he is a bright young man, and he has ideas, and he's presenting himself to the populace, to the voters, to see if they will agree with him.
You seem to be very very optimistic about politics and about the possibility of politics. So why do you think that so many people seem to have the other view, though, that things are so intractable and can't get better?
Well, I think that this current system is not being well managed. I think that the problem is that when you, for example, redistrict, whichever party is in power redistricts to their favor. So I don't think you have a lot of competition sometimes based on the districts and how they're configured. I think that there should be a rigorous debate. But I think it should be on the basis of what's good for the country. Once you get into federal politics, you should be looking at what's good for the whole population. And I think, unfortunately, that what happens is a lot of the legislators get in there, and more than anything else, they want to stay in there. And the truth of the matter is, if there's enough money granted, they are beholden to that. There's a point in Billy Bowater where he is citing a friend of his who says, you know, once I know you want to come back, I own you. And I think that's unfortunately the case.
You almost talk about your book as though it was sort of like an out-of-body experience almost. What's it like writing a book? You know, is it that it kind of takes on a life of its own? It seems so foreign for so many of us.
No, it does. I had a lot of experience in Washington. I had, in particular, in the 88 and 90 period when I was on the American Arts Alliance board. I was lobbying Congress as the vice chairman of that group on behalf of the National Endowment for the Arts and to maintain the National Endowment. And I called on Senator Jesse Helms on many occasions since he was quite adamantly opposed to the federal participation in that. And, you know, I think what I was trying to recount in this was what I thought the power and the objective, unfortunately, of a lot of Congress people is. And, you know, it's perhaps a personal journey. I think all fiction, all novels are really, to some extent, based on personal experience. You have to write about what you know, and a lot of this is what I know. My own background, my own experiences in Washington, in Raleigh, the capital in North Carolina, and how politics works. And so I guess it was a labor of love. I wanted to express what I learned, what I felt about the way the system is going, and the way I'd experienced it as an advocate and as a candidate within the system.
Well, Mr. Haynes, we really appreciate you joining us on the show again. The title of your debut book, I believe, is Billy Bowater.
Right.
You can type it in, Google Billy Bowater. You can purchase it there. Mr. Haynes, we appreciate you joining us on Capstone News Now.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation.
Okay, that's E.C. Haynes, an author of the new political book, Billy Bowater.